beloved. We are gathered here today to get through this thing called life. Electric word, life, it means forever, and that's a mighty long time. But I'm here to tell you, there's something else. The afterworld. A world of never-ending happiness. You can always see the sun, day or night. So when you call up that shrink in Beverly Hills, you know the one. Doctor, everything be alright. Instead of asking them how much of your time is left, ask them how much of your mind, baby. Cause in this life, things are much harder than in the afterworld. This life, you're on your own. And if the elevator tries to break you down,
Tom Rowe in Akron. You've tuned into the WGXC Morning Show, and we have a special WGXC Morning Show for you today. We are going to hear from Elena Mosley, the founder and director of Operation Unite, interviewed by the Camp Hill Media Group on their Live by Life segment. They'll talk to the Claverack resident about her many years helping the local community here. We'll also hear the national headlines from the Public News Service and the local Better Weather from the Catskill Maker Syndicate. It all starts after the local news, which is next on the WGXC Morning Show. Stay tuned.
This is the network, network. On air, in air, waves controlled. On air, in air, channel connection. And the moon turns to blood. A stream runs through. This is the network. This is the news. This is the network. This is the news. This is the network.
Hello, my name is Ginger Feldman from High and Mighty Therapeutic Riding and Driving Center, and you're listening to 90.7 FM WGXC Accra.
Take two.
The Athens Cultural Center is pleased to host the third Saturday's free film series at the Athens Riverfront Park along the Hudson River. Join us on the third Saturday of each month, May through September, for a stellar movie lineup with notable guests. Screenings begin at sunset, but get there early to enjoy thematic specialty cocktails from the Stewart House's River Grill and settle in with friends on the lawn. Visit athensculturalcenter.org for more information, including this year's featured films. Third Saturday's free film series is made possible by Create Council on the Arts, the Fair Games Arts Grant, and the Stewart House Tavern and River Grill. See you this summer!
WGXC underwriting support is provided in part by Sun Common, supporting vibrant communities across New York for over 15 years, offering custom solar installations for homes, farms, and businesses. Information at suncommon.com.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Carmen Borgia of Catskill, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You too can become a sustaining supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate. Thank you for your support.
I'm Tom Rowe in Acre with the WGXC Daily News for Tuesday, July 25th. Go to the WGXC newsroom at wgxc.org for more information about any of these stories. Kenneth C. Crow II reports in the Times Union that for the second time in recent weeks, a beaver dam burst locally and damaged human infrastructure. Beaver Dam at a 40-acre pond in Stephantown burst at 6 a.m. on July 24th, flooding and closing Garfield Road. No human was hurt in the dam break, but the road was ripped apart by the rushing water. Officials expect to have Garfield Road reopened on July 26th. Last month, a different beaver dam broke in Pittsfield State Forest in Massachusetts' Berkshire County, sending water down a mountain and flooding the hamlet of Lebanon Springs in Columbia County in New Lebanon, and damaging human infrastructure there. Read more about this story in the Times Union. Michael Woyton reports for Patch that the Metropolitan Transit Authority voted last week to raise fares on the Metro North Railroad. Monthly and weekly fares on the Metro North Railroad will go up 4.5% beginning August 20th. The off-peak discount on Metro North will go up to 26% from 25%. MTA board member Neil Zuckerman played word games with the larger fares, saying, quote, "This is an increase. I don't want a hike. A hike is something like double digits. This is no hike," unquote. Riders going between Poughkeepsie and New York City will see their fares go from $469 a month to $489.50. Read more about this story in Patch. The Berkshire Eagle reports that the Save the Triplex nonprofit group now officially owns the Triplex Cinema in Great Barrington. Richard Stanley sold the movie theater to the group rather than close it. Ben Elliott, the new managing director of the Triplex, said, quote, "What an amazing moment for the Triplex team and the entire town of Great Barrington," unquote. In May, the nonprofit group said it would raise $1 million to buy the theater. The group only formed in April, but raised $200,000 in pledges and more than $124,000 through a GoFundMe campaign. Photographer Gregory Crudson sold a photographic print for an additional $225,000 toward the sale. The group plans to renovate the theater and hopes to have screenings and live events this fall. Read more about this story in the Berkshire Eagle. And read more about any of these stories in the WGXC newsroom, wgxc.org.
Hello and welcome to the better weather for Tuesday, July 25th. Local early morning temperatures range from 59 degrees in Medusa to 70 in Copaic. Regional average soil temperature is 71 degrees. Pollen levels for today will be medium. Dew points are creeping back up. It is going to be warm and humid with a high of 83 happening at 2 p.m. The fully charged atmosphere will then discharge another afternoon storm across the region. That all ends by dark, and overnight we get a muggy low of 63 degrees. Tomorrow, dry with increasing sunshine and a high of 90 at 3 p.m. Overnight, temperatures drop to only 70 degrees. Then on Thursday, rain is expected most of the day with a high of 91. Friday, mostly dry with a high of 95. Today's tide schedule is low tide at 2:53 a.m., high tide at 8:25 a.m., low tide again at 2:56 p.m., and high tide once again at 9:15 p.m. Today's river temperature will be 75 degrees and the tide strength will be low. Sunset today will be at 8:09 p.m., sunrise tomorrow will be at 5:38 a.m. Looking way up, we see we are still expecting an Hadouken on Thursday. X-class flare chances are at 5%. Plasma winds will be average at 408 kilometers per second with a thin density of 0 protons per cubic centimeter. Radio propagation conditions are currently fair below 8 megahertz till dark, then fair across the board overnight. There are no chances of aurora tonight. The current sunspot number is 141. And this has been The Better Weather, brought to you by the Catskill Makers Syndicate.
Listen to music and voices. Listen to art and discussion. Listen to work and play. Listen to eat and drink. Listen to up and down. Listen to noise and fun. Listen to purple and green. Listen to pink and blue. Listen to a heart rainbow. Listen to wizards and witches. Listen to jazz play. Listen to dogs and mice. Listen to Rome and Italy. Listen to Mars and Venus. Listen to the planet. Listen to the planet. Listen to ladies and dumplings. Listen to books. Listen to teeth and trunks. Listen to bath time and nap time. Listen to Kaizen and Violet. Listen to Stars and Stripes. Listen to Texas and listen to bells and waterfalls. Listen to churches and steeple. Dance and sing and listen and bells. Listen to making things, stripes and zigzags. Listen to clouds and leaves, bike riding and zigzagging. No, listen to bike riding and curving. Listen to the radio going on and on. Listen to the radio going on and on. Listen to the radio WGXC.